Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The spirit is moving me to scat this morning at 7:15. Foggy as all get out. We cannot even see, barely see, I will put it this way, the hotel that is right across the way from us in terms of, and we're on the 8th floor at the Regions Bank building, and we can't even begin to see the Crescent City Connection. So do be careful if you're out there driving around. It's going to be maybe rainy today, a 70% chance for showers. Hopefully all of this will clear off by this afternoon, highs of 73. And it's just a shame with all the beautiful weather we've had that today has to be a little bit yucky. But that's going to change the activities that's going on today as well as the game. Obviously, inside tonight, Ryan Allen Hall joins us, Director of Events for the College Football Playoffs. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm a little bit foggy, but I'm okay.
It's okay. It's foggy, but it's still going to be a great day.
Absolutely. Tell me what's going on today.
We have everything still going on. So Fan Central, come on down to the Convention Center. We still have autograph signings, sponsoring activations. We've got ESPN shooting from Jack's tailgate lot. And then we still have big, big concerts in the park, Tim McGraw in the park this afternoon.
Tell me about this football thing, about the Convention Center, about kicking the football, because I really am tempted to do this. What is the deal on that?
Well, 21,000 of your best friends came down yesterday and tried it.
Okay.
So you can come down and see if you can kick a regulation field goal, see if you're the fastest on the 40-yard dash.
Right, we're not going to do that.
You don't do that.
I'm not going to do that.
We have first aid available if you need to. And then just all the food and drink you could want as well. So, fun, family fun.
So how long is this field goal?
It's about 35 yards.
Because I used to kick the ball in high school, and I would like to see if I still have it, although the plant leg is now an artificial knee, so I don't know. But it is a lot of fun. And you said 21,000 people yesterday?
Amazing, amazing energy. That's right. LSU and Clemson fans from everywhere came out yesterday.
The president is set to go to the game tonight still, Ryan, or can you talk about that?
I can't talk about that, but we all hear rumors in the grapevine. How often is the grapevine wrong? We'll say it that way.
Well, I just wondered about if, in fact, the president were to attend the game, what effect would that have on people as they try to get in, extra screening, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I'll say this. We had this issue in Atlanta 2 years ago. What I would say there is what we learned.
Well, what happened then, Ryan? What happened in Atlanta?
Yeah. You want to get there early, you know, get around the stadium, maybe walk. Walking is a good friend when a visitor of that stature arrives because streets will be shut down. So
wait.
Walk.
I love the way you said that. Walking is a good friend when a visitor of that stature arrives. At least it was in Atlanta when that happened, and in case it happens today, right?
In case. That's
okay,
all I'm saying.
You.
In
no,
Atlanta,
I'm
that's
yeah,
what happened.
You. Yeah. So walking would be better because traffic either way is going to be a mess.
That's right.
What about getting in the gate? Would there be any need to get there a lot earlier? Because whether he comes or not, the screening is going to be pretty intensive, is it not?
I mean, but your Superdome is wonderful. Your stadium, your city is wonderful. So you're used to having big events here. So I would say, you know, your normal procedures, bring a clear bag if you're coming to the game. We don't accept any kind of bags in the stadium. So clear bag campus all around. That's the biggest advice I would give someone coming to the game today.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to plan our day if you can, all right? If I'm a guy or woman listening, I got kids, and I'm not trying to say woman and guy. I should have said man or woman. You got to be sensitive today, Ryan. So if I'm a man or woman, took the day off, maybe let the kids play a little hooky. An LSU fan doesn't have school today. Plan the day for us, if you will, when we come back, so we can maybe put them in a sequence. You understand what I'm saying? If you were to guide somebody through the events today, all right?
I'm going to lay it out perfectly for you.
Thank you, sir. Ryan Allen Hall, our guest, Director of Events for the College Football Playoffs. No confirmation on whether the POTUS will attend or not. But either way, get there early. And the screening is going to be strict as usual, as it should be for an event of this magnitude. 7:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Ryan Allen Hall, our guest director of events for the college football playoffs, is going to take us through an idea. And Ryan, I'm a man, this field goal thing's just, it's chewing at me. I'm tempted to go do it. Tell me about
No. I want you there today. I will personally escort you to the field goal. I want to see it.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Well,
I'll go there.
All right, we got your number. I'll call you and we'll see, and I'm gonna do it. 7:25 now. Take me through the ideal day. If somebody's got the day off and it's okay, I want to get every bit of experience I can get. How would you guide them? What would you tell them to do?
I would start off at the beautiful convention center. Come on, open it. It opens at 10 a.m. Enjoy the fan experience. From there, I transition over to the quarter. Go to Jack's Lot. Watch some of the videotaping there, enjoy some of the beverages there. And then I would transition into Waldenburg Park this afternoon, see the both teams' bands play on stage, Bastille, hear Tim McGraw round it out. Then I'd head on down to the Superdome for what's obviously going to be the best college football game we've ever seen in New Orleans.
Parking availability and so forth, are you hearing anything about well, I guess, first of all, if you have a mobile home or something you want to set up, is it too late for that?
Probably too late for the mobile home. I know LSU fans do like their RVs, but probably too late for that.
And what about tailgating events around the dome beforehand? Anything organized?
There are some private parties that are organized, but come on out to Champion Square around 3 o'clock. We'll have some beverages there for everyone, and then you can flow right into the stadium.
Well, Ryan, I'm going to tell you what. Anything we're missing you wanted to add?
Just, you know, be safe today. Have fun. It's going to be a great day once that fog lifts. And, you know, again, I know I'm going to beat you to it. The Tigers will win.
All right. you should be in politics, Ryan.
Only if you're coming with me.
Thank you, sir. I'm gonna come kick that field goal later. Ryan Allen Hall, Director of Events for the College Football Playoffs. And notice I didn't say try. I am going to kick the field goal. The events are just numerous here on WWL Championship Day. 10 o'clock. It's going to be a special edition of the Newell Norman Show without Newell Norman. And I don't mean that like it sounds, but starting at 10 o'clock, right after I finish, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, and Zach Streif, they're not just only going to be at Rouse's in the CBD, they're going to be on the air. Three Saints legends getting you ready for game day kickoff live from Rouse's Market on Barone. In the CBD from 10 until 1, I'm thinking about alma maters. Bobby Hebert went to NSU, Deuce McAllister, Ole Miss, and Zach Streif to Northwestern. So you got Bobby Hebert with Northwestern State, Zach Streif with Northwestern. Both fine schools in their own right, but big deal.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.